It is 9:41 here at K2 Radio, and we're back with Kathy Holman, Prairie Wife in Heels, and Roger and Frank talking about New Year's resolutions.
And you, Susan.
And me. Yes, I'm here too. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a shout at 2650,000, 2650,000. So we've been talking about resolutions, and do people make them, and do they keep them, and why not? But we haven't talked a lot about, you know, what are the biggest resolutions that people make?
Which I think no one's going to be surprised at this.
Right.
Roger, Frank, we're going to put you guys on the spot. What do you think the top two resolutions are?
Well, judging by commercials, it's weight.
Okay. Frank, do you have?
I would say weight.
Okay. So.
Or gym or fitness or something like that.
Yeah. Right.
So the top one is actually save money.
Ah.
And then underneath that is lose weight or get in shape.
Oh, you have to read the third one, though,
I
Kathy,
don't want
because
to.
You put it there.
No, can we? Can we allowed to?
Oh, it's the
yes.
third one.
The third one is have more sex.
Well, there you are.
I'm bright red
the third
right now.
Resolution. She is a little red.
I
look
am.
At her blush.
I'm a prude. Okay.
And then well, I can help you lose weight.
Yeah.
You know,
it could, right? And it could help you save money if you're not going out. Actually, it depends. Yeah. That whole Anyway.
Then after that, travel more, read more books, learn a new skill or hobby. I like that. Mm-hmm. Buy a house, quit smoking, and find love.
I thought the buy a house one was interesting.
That
would never occur to
it's
me
a resolution,
as a, right? I don't think. Once again, I feel like people get resolutions and goals, which I really do think of it more as a theme or an intention for the year. I love that word intention. Like my intention for this year, my word for this year is pause.
Yeah.
Because I am the worst about immediately responding without thought.
Yes, but not to get overly picky about it, but an intention is fairly soft, whereas a resolution is like, I'm going to do this. Like, I'm going to push through these pressures, I'm going to push through these obstacles that are in front of me, and I am going to do it. Whereas an intention is a little more like, well, I think I'm going to try to do that.
Like Frank's intention to make fewer mistakes.
Right.
Just by one.
But see, I think intentions, though, are achievable. And once you start doing something with intention, it naturally snowballs. That's my statement about that. But I agree. I think that's why only 8% of people keep up with their resolutions. Susan, you were saying this before the show, because the resolutions are too ambitious. People set resolutions that are too ambitious.
I'm going to help achieve world peace.
Yeah. No, and they become discouraged and then ultimately give up altogether. So according to HuffPost, the recommendation is instead of making hard line resolutions, which is what we talked about, I won't say I'm going to lose 15 pounds by this date. Increase your chances for long-term success by approaching your goals as a reset.
Right. And I like that.
Yes.
Little bit from HuffPost about the reset and the difference. Can you explain the difference between a resolution and a reset?
So here, why don't you read it? You've got it in front of you.
Well, I do, as a matter of fact. While a resolution represents a firm decision to do or not do something, a reset is an opportunity to set again or set your habits differently. With a reset, you commit to moderate, realistic goals and making small changes every day, not just on January 1st. See, I buy that. I'm buying into that. A reset also allows for flexibility as you progress and figure out what does or doesn't work for you. So that makes more sense to me than a resolution.
Yes.
I shall do this on January 1st. I declare to the world. And I'm also one of those people that if I stand up and tell everybody I'm going to do something, I'm a little less likely to do it, actually.
Really?
Yeah. For me, it's a personal decision. I don't want to stand up and tell people I'm going to do this or going to do that, because life is too what's the word I'm looking
Unpredictable.
For? Unpredictable. Exactly. Thank you, Roger.
It'll throw
That's
you
exactly.
A curve.
It'll throw you a curve. And if you've made a declaration on the radio that my New Year's resolution is to lose, 20 pounds, and then you find out you have some serious health issue or whatever, then people are going to start asking, well, what about your New Year's resolution? I thought you were going to do this, that, and the other thing.
You it's could combine resolutions to have more sex in the gym. That could be. Or in the new
you
house.
You have to explain it.
Roger,
people.
I hope your wife is listening to this one so she can hold you accountable. accountable.
She wants to have it in the new house. You know.
Yeah.
If you ever find water there.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Water's overrated.
But again, that's why I like this idea of the reset. And mm-hmm. Jamie, who was commenting on my post,
yep.
said,
oh, I loved her.
So much work to do. Not resolutions, just goals.
See, and I think that's what people get stuck on is that I have to lose 15 pounds. I have to quit smoking by this day. And my whole point is, you know, like I was saying,
day
I pick
day.
A theme or I pick, you know, different things to focus on and make sure they're attainable. You don't want to, it would not have been realistic for me to say, I'm going to climb Pike's Peak this year if I were 100 pounds overweight and had no experience in training over a long-term period. That would not have been realistic, but it was a realistic goal for me to say to do that.
Does so
that
you do both resolutions and intentions?
Oh my gosh, then. I do everything. Okay. I am, which it's just yes,
that's
yes.
The word
I usually,
town.
Like I said, this year, I do have 5 children. I mean, there are certain things I cannot deny. Oh, yeah. So
she's that number 3 resolution has been working for her.
No. I need to change
she's
that.
She's turning red again.
I am. It's the Catholic prude in me. I can't. Yeah. So anyway, Becca says that the only New Year's resolution she ever finds herself keeping is reading 52 books a year. And she says, I'm usually way over, so it's kind of a safe bet. But that's what I mean. You don't have to set your New Year's resolution to something that's completely unattainable. Just do a little tweak. Frank, I love yours. You are going to try and make one less mistake in 2019. And who knows what impact that's going to have?
None.
Go for it. You Mr. Negativity.
No, Mr. Reality. I am the voice of reason.
Frank is that bucket of cold water in your face. That's it.
Well, it's a good thing I know how to wipe my face off and put on a warm coat and get back to being all sunshine.
Okay. So I can make a resolution that says I'm going to drink coffee every day.
Okay. That's not
a resolution.
No.
You know? So if you're a voracious reader, I mean, and nothing against your friend.
I know, that's her whole point.
If
she was being funny.
If you're a person who reads 100 books, you know, a year and says my resolution is to read 52, that's not, I mean, that's
so that was Becca's whole point. She was just being funny. But my thing, so I love to read as well. And I was telling Susan, I made the resolution to read a couple self-help books a year. I thought they were stupid, but I had lots of friends that did it. And so I just said I'm going to read a couple, and I ended up reading 3, and it has seriously positively impacted my life, and it was an attainable goal. I knew I could handle it, and you know, I wasn't like I'm going to read one every month or anything. I just said I'm going to read a couple self-help books instead of just historical fiction and trashy romance novels, which are my usual genre that I prefer.
Okay, me too. Okay, we've got about a minute, though.
Okay.
So, but one thing I just want to say real quickly, too, and it kind of goes into what we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. I kind of do an assessment quarterly. So there
Love
are some
that.
Big things, you know, every 2 months or every 3 months.
Love
so
it.
I'll say, okay, I'm not happy with this aspect of my life. I'm not sure how to change it. You know, I will continue on this path or make this change for this amount of time and then I'll reassess it. So that seems to work much better for me than saying on January 1st, I'm going to do this.
And I think you hit the nail.
Find a new whatever this
yes,
year.
I think you hit the nail on the head. And Roger, you said this as well. It's not so much about when you take the time to reflect and make changes, but the fact that you do it. And my point is make sure that you do it. And if the new year is what prompts you to have that reflection and see how you can improve and be better, then take advantage of it. But also don't beat yourself up. If you fall off the wagon, if you eat the whole box of golden double stuffed Oreos without sharing with anyone in your family, this is just a random example, then just do better the next day.
Out of midair there
do you know
somewhere.
What I mean? Then just do better the next day. I think that's don't be so hard on yourself. Do the best you can do. Mm-hmm. And if you have to reset every 2 weeks, well, you're still doing better than if you hadn't tried it all.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.